What's up, family? You are welcome to another moment in cell. I hope that you've already gathered together yourself, family, whether it's in your living room or online or wherever it is that you are meeting. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's such a good thing for us to gather together like this. You see, we believe here at Watoto Church that church is not an event that we attend. Church is a family to which we belong. You belong to this family, and so you are so welcome. My name is Remy Mwonge, and I serve you as one of the pastors at Watoto Church. What an honor, what a privilege it is for me to get you ready for cell tonight. Now, you see, what's happening here is that God has enabled us over the last couple of weeks to learn about Holy Spirit. And you know, this year, our theme is very clear: Spirit-led, Spirit-empowered. And so we have started this journey as we get ready for Easter in learning from the life of Jesus. And so our series is the Spirit-empowered life of Jesus. And we want to learn from Jesus and how he lived his life here on earth, and how he was led and empowered and guided by Holy Spirit. Because if Jesus was led and empowered by Holy Spirit, how much more we human beings? And so we saw, from scripture in Philippians chapter 2, that while he was here on earth, Jesus had decided and he chose, you know, for a moment to let go of his divine privileges, take on flesh, live here on earth as a man. Now remember, here's the truth. Jesus was fully God. He was also fully man. And so that means that he went through the same pressures, the weaknesses, the temptations that we go through. Here is the good news about Jesus Christ. He never gave in to any of the temptations. In fact, we want to pick up from the life of Jesus in the book of Luke in chapter 4 from verse 1 to 14. I want to learn some lessons from the life of Jesus Christ. You see, I'm going to read it, and I'm picking it up from the New Living Translation, which is the version that I am reading from. So, verse 1, chapter 4. Then Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan River. He was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, where he was tempted by the devil for 40 days. Jesus ate nothing at all the time, and became very hungry. Then the devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become a loaf of bread." But Jesus told him, "No. The scriptures say people do not live by bread alone." Then the devil took him up and revealed to him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. "I will give you the glory of these kingdoms and authority over them," the devil said, "because they are mine to give to anyone I please. I will give it all to you if you will worship me." Jesus replied, "The scriptures say you must worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Then the devil took him to Jerusalem, to the highest point of the temple, and he said, "If you are the Son of God, jump off." And then Satan quoted scripture to Jesus, and he said, "He will order his angels to protect and guard you, and they will hold you up with their hands so you won't even hurt your foot on a stone." Jesus responded, "The scriptures also say you must not test the Lord your God." When the devil had finished tempting Jesus, he left him until the next opportunity came. Then Jesus returned to Galilee, filled with the Holy Spirit's power. Reports about him spread quickly through the whole region. He taught regularly in the synagogues and was praised by everyone. Luke chapter 4, verse 1 to 14. Take some time and read through it for yourself. Now, if I could just create a little bit of context, what was happening right here? You know, the scripture starts off by saying he had come from the Jordan River. Jesus had just been baptized by his cousin John. And during this moment of baptism, a voice was heard from heaven, the voice of the Father. And God, his Father, had affirmed Jesus before everyone that had gathered and said, "This is my Son, in whom I am well pleased." Now, immediately after the baptism, after the voice had been heard by everyone, you know what happened? Holy Spirit led him into the wilderness. Interesting. Why would Holy Spirit lead Jesus into the wilderness right after the baptism, right after he had been affirmed? You see, this wilderness situation has so many lessons for us as well. Because you see, in that moment in the wilderness, Satan was tempting Jesus all the time for 40 days. Now remember, Jesus was hungry and weak. In this moment of weakness, Satan is coming to him and is hitting him with temptation and is presenting him with shortcuts. And what does Jesus say? It is written. All the scriptures say. Now there's a couple of things that we pick up from what happened in this wilderness situation. And my desire is that we're going to pick some lessons from all of this, even as we sit around our cell and learn some lessons from the Bible. Why would Holy Spirit lead Jesus into the wilderness? Well, this is what we believe. Number one is that Jesus was being prepared for public ministry. You see, in those moments as the temptation was happening and the testing was going on and Satan is trying to push Jesus into sin, it was difficult. Because let me tell you something, my friend. It is in those moments of weakness that Satan comes at you and starts to push his agenda to entice you to turn away from God. But what happens in the private prepares you for the public. In verse 14, we see that after Jesus overcame the temptations, he went and started to serve in ministry. He did very well. The Bible says when he returned to Galilee, filled with the Holy Spirit's power, reports about him spread quickly. He started to teach in the synagogues. And then if you follow the story thereafter, he started to perform miracles, signs, and wonders. And everyone was saying, wow, look at this guy. But they had no idea about what had happened in the private. And I want you to know that this happens for us as well. Your private moments prepare you for public moments. Those moments of testing and tempting help you to serve out here in the public. They help you to live a life that honors God out here in the public. And so don't despise those moments of tempting, of testing, of trial. God is refining you and getting you prepared to serve him. And so that's a very, very big lesson for us to learn. But what else do we see? Why would Holy Spirit lead Jesus into the wilderness? Well, what I believe without a doubt from the scripture, at least from what we see here, that it was for Jesus to teach us a lesson, to demonstrate Holy Spirit dependence and obedience to God. You see, when Jesus was in the wilderness and Satan was tempting him and telling him to turn away from God, his father, and to take shortcuts, what was the response every time Satan presented a temptation to Jesus? He said, the scriptures say. In the NIV, it says, it is written. And what does that mean? It means that Jesus did not look for shortcuts. Jesus went back to the word. Jesus could have, you know, while Jesus was here on earth, he was fully God and fully man, he could have pulled out one of those weapons that he had and just made Satan, you know, vanish or whatever, or pushed him out of his way. Jesus decided to use the weapon of the word. He decided to depend on God and on his word. And you know, that is true for you and I as well. That means that you and I need to spend time reading the Bible for ourselves. Read that Bible, memorize scripture, because this is what Holy Spirit does. For you and I, Holy Spirit reminds us of all truth. He leads us into all truth. He reminds us of the word. But how can he remind you if you don't have something to be reminded of, right? So you need to spend time reading the word. You need to spend time memorizing the word so that Holy Spirit can remind you. This is what we know about the word of God. You know, in the book of Ephesians, in chapter 6 and 17, this is what Paul talks about the word of God. In verse 17, he says, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. The sword of the Spirit, the word of God, is a weapon against the temptations of Satan. And so, Jesus demonstrated dependence on Holy Spirit and his devotion to God. So lastly, and I want to end with this one, is that Jesus, why would Holy Spirit lead Jesus into the wilderness? Well, by Jesus being led into the wilderness, He was to face and overcome temptation where others had failed. Adam and Eve had failed. The nation of Israel had failed. Jesus passed all of those tests. And in passing that test, you know what happened? Jesus became the perfect sacrifice on the cross. The sacrifice that was going to be taken by God, accepted by God, was a sacrifice that had no blemish. It had no, it was pure. And so when he overcame and did not give in to sin, remember all other human beings born in sin, he lived as a human being, never sinned even once. By the time he went to the cross and laid his life down, he was pure, he was perfect, and he was the right sacrifice to die for us on the cross and wash us clean of all sin. His sacrifice was acceptable to God because he overcame. And you know what? Jesus loves you. And if you don't know him as your Lord and Savior, I want you to know that all that he went through was so that he could be able to lay his life down for you. For God so loved the world that he gave his son Jesus, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Give your life to Jesus. You could be sitting in that cell group right now, and you've been asking the questions, and you've been hearing people speak, and there's been that voice on the inside of your heart. Would you say yes to Jesus today? Don't leave cell tonight without saying yes to Jesus. Now, there's so many lessons for us to draw from all of this. But I want you to know if Jesus could do it, he was fully God and yet fully human as well. He was painting a picture for us of what it means for us to be led and empowered by Holy Spirit. Now, as you gather around your cell family right now, as you sit down and get ready to reflect and learn some lessons from what we've heard from the scripture, I have three questions to leave with you today. Number one, is there a time in your life when you faced temptation? How did you deal with it? Question number two, which lesson from the life of Christ as he went through temptation has stood out for you and why? Number three, how can you as a cell help encourage each other to depend on Holy Spirit in times of temptation? Now, sit down, reflect on these questions, and I believe that your life will not remain the same. Let me pray with you. Father, as we sit down right now to reflect on these questions, Holy Spirit, would you speak to us? Would you encourage us? And would you guide us to depend on you, O God, and on you alone in moments of trial and temptation? In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. God bless you.